Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. Today we'll be looking at a concept that comes from Eastern Orthodoxy. It's captured in the word nepsis, nepsis. It's a word that means vigilance or wakefulness, or if you want, watchfulness. And what it expresses is in our spiritual lives, and in our daily lives, it's very important that we have sort of a guard or a watch over what's taking place in our minds, what comes into our minds, and what we do with it. And so in Eastern Orthodoxy, among the monks and the in Eastern Orthodox spirituality, the concept of nepsis, the practice of nepsis, is very important. And it can be very important for us as we try to grow in Godfulness, mindfulness for Christians. Segment number one. When we speak of nepsis in its traditional form, there's a lot of focus on it being used to fight the sort of tempting thoughts that might come into our minds, or tempting images or ideas that in one way or another we can recognize almost immediately have something against our faith or our practice of the love of God. And so nepsis becomes that guard, as one of the monks would describe. It's kind of like having a door onto the street, that if you have the door and somebody comes to the door, then it's much easier to keep the person from entering the house. Once the person enters the house, how much more difficult it is to expel them from the house. And so nepsis is this door that, as you find knocking on the door of your mind, if you will, something that you recognize as disturbing or tempting, or something that will have you consider something that may be uncharitable towards another person. The easiest thing to do is, with nepsis, to simply say, I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to continue with my imagination in this image. I'm going to shift my focus away from this to something that's wholesome, something that's decent, something that's holy or charitable. And so nepsis can have, and often does, this very important function of, at the very beginning of the introduction of something that will make it harder for us to stay focused on the good things of God, that the very beginning that one pushes them away. And so with this view of this particular practice involved in the practice of nepsis, we find that our minds are kept at greater peace and greater openness to God, because we don't allow things in that once they're there, then it becomes so much more difficult for us to shift our focus away from them. They've already done perhaps some sort of damage and brought other images or other feelings or other ways of approaching life that are against our faith, you know, to the surface. And so with this first, more or less, you know, kind of guarding function of nepsis, we can find ourselves receiving a great deal of help. Segment number two. if we speak of nepsis as this sort of vigilance or wakefulness or watchfulness, we also probably want to be aware of how we should be watchful for God too. We should be wakeful for the coming of the Lord, as Jesus says, you know, how happy that servant whose master finds the servant awake when the master returns. And so this sort of vigilance has the definite capacity to help us to fight the temptations or those thoughts that lead us away from God, but it also has the capacity, in its very watchful character, in its paying attention to the thoughts that come our way, or the images that come our way, or the interpretation of the experiences that we have around us, to be watchful for the way the Lord might be coming to us also, so that we can welcome the Lord. And in welcoming the Lord, throw open the door to Christ and to accept the Lord into our hearts, or to be open to receive the consolations of the Lord that come to us as we go through our days. And so nepsis, in this sort of understanding, with its openness and its watchfulness, its wakefulness towards the good also, becomes a key way of interacting with the world around us, so that we are wakeful, watchful for the Lord coming. And if we now look at nepsis in both its functions, to keep away those things that may disturb us, and allowing us to be open to those things that are good for us and that come to us from the Lord, then we can see why being wakeful or watchful or vigilant is so important. Because when we are both waiting for the Lord and we are on guard against those things that are counterfeit or that lead us away from God. What an interesting way of living our lives, where instead of going through the day simply allowing whatever's taking place to have its impact on us, which is frankly how many of us live and how I live much of the time, we are saying, no, my very awareness of what's going around me must be rooted and following the most important thing in my life, which is my love for God and God's love for me. And so I will be watchful and waiting for the Lord to come, and I will be careful when things might lead me away. Nepsis then becomes a powerful tool for mindfulness for Christians, for Godfulness. Segment number three, we want to take a moment to focus now on this idea of nepsis and use it with consolation and desolation. One of the things we have to recognize about ourselves is that we have a divided heart. That as much as part of us would really like to live our lives purely and simply for God and with great charity and love for other people, we know that within us also are other sentiments, emotions, desires that don't have a lot to do with our love for God or our love for other people. And in fact, they often are in a contradictory or contrary, you know, state with those very beautiful kind of sentiments that we also have. And therefore, we are prone to be listening to those things that lead us away from God, because there's a part of us that wants to be led away from God. There, we want to listen to those things that encourage our selfishness, because we want to be selfish. There's a part of us. And then, of course, there are those things that come our way that make us want to serve and love God. And part of us wants that too. So what Nepsis does is it kind of allows us to say, okay, the primary goal of my life really should be to love God. And I have enough experiences in my life to tell me that sort of a life lived for God and living for other people is why I was created and made, and you know, to praise God brings me joy. This is how I want to live my life. So we then employ with whatever we can of our, you know, reason, our ability to analyze things, we begin to apply that reasoning. Is this something leading me towards God or a consolation? Or is this, you know, emotion or insight or memory or image leading me away from God, or have the potential to lead me away from God? And so Nepsis, this kind of analytical, you know, tool that we have, then, you know, comes into play as we are open to the different things that come our way. And then through its ability to say, this probably is going to lead you to God and this probably will lead you away from God, it shuts down, because it's what we really want, it shuts down those elements that will lead us away from God. And it opens us more completely to those insights, emotions, feelings, images that will allow us to love God more. Segment number 4. We want to put into practice for a brief time what we've been talking about in Nepsis. And we've just described it as kind of an analytic tool that we have to determine if something is leading us away from God or leading us towards God. And then that same tool shuts down the things that might lead us away from God, not allowing them to enter into our mind or into our imagination, because it recognizes the danger in them and opens us to those other things that bring us the joy and the peace, perhaps a bit of repentance for what we've been, perhaps an increase of virtue. It opens us to those sentiments, images, whatever that might lead us in that direction. So for now, what I would ask you to do is just to sit quietly, or as you drive maybe, or as you're walking, just reflect in your mind. Pay attention to the different thoughts that are coming your way, coming and going, and allow this tool, this analytic tool that we have, which, you know, we don't have to give it the name Nepsis because we've always had it, but it may help us to call it by a name that many have called it, and allow that analytic tool to pay attention, to be vigilant with some of those thoughts and some of those feelings and some of those images that just in a couple of minutes will come to you, and allow it to see what it might perceive as being from God, or maybe from another part of, you know, of our experience that leads us away from God. And so if you take a moment just to spend maybe 30 seconds doing this, then perhaps you will be able to capture for yourself how interesting and how important it might be to exercise the beautiful analytic tool that God has given us, that the Eastern Orthodox call Nepsis. I hope you found that exercise fruitful. I do want to warn you about something, and that's it's important that this be an analytic tool, but it not be something that so dominates your and obsessively enters into your experience of your daily life that you live very nervous and intensely. No, it should be a gentle tool, as gentle as the Holy Spirit almost always is with us. And let it be something that you're able to move into to better your life. And because it can bring us an awareness of consolation, it should bring an immediate sense of relaxation and of joy when we employ it. Because God is always so present to us, and Nepsis should be partially about welcoming the Lord and not primarily about getting rid of these evil thoughts that are always attacking us. No, it should be far more about accepting and coming to see the blessings of God, which are all around us at every minute. And with that, we'll conclude this episode of Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. And as always, I'd ask you to keep praying for all of us who are listening to these podcasts.